Ho, ho, holy fuck. It took forever to wake you up. No, no, don't try to talk. I have you gagged. You can't escape either, so don't even try. Seriously, you didn't believe me? Lesson one, listen to everything I tell you. I literally just said not to try it. Your wrists and ankles are securely tied to the bedposts. That's right, I use those stupid green light strands you have hung all over the place. And yes, I also stuck your shitty plastic tinsel in your mouth. That's why you can't speak. How's it taste, by the way? Like the holidays? Well, since you love the Christmas season so much, you gave me the strength to come alive. Now is my purpose to teach you the real reason for the season. Want to guess what I mean? No, you don't care? Apparently you just want to struggle and resist. Do you need a slap or two to keep you in line? That's what I thought. All you needed was a reminder of your current situation. So, where to begin? Basically, rampant consumerism has taught you how to comply without even knowing it. Capitalism has made you become a mindless, obeying automaton to the commercialized ideal of joy. The reason for the season is gratitude. It means you're supposed to be grateful for what you have, to live life to the fullest, help your fellow man when you can. You're not supposed to be decorating your whole existence with the trappings of happiness on an annual basis? Oh, but you don't know what that means. Oh, my Santa. Maybe you do need to be taught your lesson the hard way. How do you feel about some edging and denial to spice things up? I think that's a great way to instill seasonal values, don't you? I'll just scoot down here and loosen your undergarments. There we go. Are you aroused from this treatment? Why, I'm surprised you're not already on the bad list. Oh, is that a bit of betrayal I see on your face? Did you think I was a good elf come to life? Oh no, 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 no. You're on the bad list, sweetie. Listen to me tell my tale as I touch you in the ways that will make you obey. You see, I'm here to punish you on behalf of Saint Nick. My jolly old boss isn't too particular about our methods. He just wants everyone to love Christmas as much as they rightfully should. And when people like you subvert, twist, and manipulate the reason for the season, well, Kris Kringle doesn't appreciate that much, and it's my job to correct your wicked ways. Think of me as a guardian angel come to teach you the meaning of Christmas. Except, I'm not. Want to know the ugly truth? I'm a bad elf, baby, and I'm here to punish you until you comply. Santa had the option of kicking us out completely, but he saw value in our, shall we say, unique services. We bad elves know how to tease, torment, subject our victims to such intense re-education that they never dare underestimate the true spirit of Christmas ever again. Ah, I knew you were secretly into this. You definitely belong on the naughty list, little one. I'm gonna tease you more and more relentlessly until you beg for me to stop. Until you swear to respect the reason for the season. Are you grateful yet? You should be. Be grateful that instead of receiving a single lump of coal in your stocking, I'm here touching you. Be grateful that instead of using more violent methods, I've chosen positive punishment. What? Did you think we elves had one-track minds? We aren't all snowflakes and surprise packages, you know. I love Christmas. So much. And by the time we're through, you will too. You will respect the meaning of Christmas. It's a worldwide celebration of human connection, of beauty, decorum, ritual of belonging. You will be grateful for what you have, you naughty thing. Now, show me you learned your lesson and come for me. Come for Santa's little helper. Come while you're tried down and touched by a demented little toy. Ah, there we go. My suppressed student. Well done. I sincerely hope you understand where you went wrong with your consumerist celebrations this time of year. Untie you? No, I don't think I will. You see, I did tell a teeny little lie earlier. My boss isn't Santa. But would you like to know who I really report to? I answer to Krampus. After all, he's the only real denizen of the cold and dark. Hope you enjoyed our little interlude. I trust you'll find the way to free yourself when you wake. Oh, and by the way, be careful eating free cookies from now on, yeah? They might be drugged, after all. Wouldn't want you to wake up and find yourself all tied up by someone worse than little old me.